Amid the hushed tones of the Easter homily on the Costa Blanca of Spain today, there was at least one church where there were more hushed tones. No cell phones, no beeps and peeps, no urgent calls from the plumber, because Father Llopis in the vacation town of Moraira, Spain, has installed a device that blocks all incoming calls to his parishioners. Don't expect the same serenity in the United States. The device is illegal in the U.S. and most other countries. Father Llopis joins us on his cell phone from Moraira, Spain. Father Llopis, tell us, what have you done to jam all the phones and why'd you do it?
Well, I'll try to tell you briefly. In the normal run of things, modern technology gets everywhere, so it brings good things and things that aren't so good. I'm not saying that mobile phones are bad. They're an important tool for everyone. But sometimes we don't know how to create quiet spaces. And what I wanted for the parish, for my church, was to have this quiet space which creates the right atmosphere for prayer.
What should happen in a zone of silence?
What should happen? Well, there should be silence. There should be recollection. In Spanish, we say to recollect is to enter into oneself. And the most important thing is to have the conditions in which you can reflect. And of course, when these conditions don't exist, and there's a noise that suddenly leaps up from the congregation, well, there just can't be that kind of recollection.
And what was the atmosphere like in the church? Were people actually receiving telephone calls and taking telephone calls?
Well, not many of them, but yes, from time to time, a mobile did ring out. And then, obviously, the atmosphere was disturbed.
What did your parishioners say when they realized that their telephones were cut off? Did you tell them ahead of time?
Well, the truth is, I did a little experiment first. I said nothing, and so the people weren't surprised. It was just that telephones weren't ringing. But then, later, in conversation, and this is a congregation in which we don't really get to know one another perhaps as well as we should, well, I just let it out, and people seemed to like it.
Well, where did you get this jamming device?
Well, a parishioner knew about it, and he offered it to me. First, he asked me what I thought, and then he said if I liked it, he'd install it. And I wanted to try it out, and I told him yes. And he very kindly donated it to me.
Well, so do peace and tranquility now reign during Mass at Our Lady of the Defenseless?
I hope the atmosphere is conducive, at least. Peace is a gift of God and something we have to work towards, because technology can do a lot of good and can make many things possible. I hope this produces, well, only God can give peace, but yes, technology can produce a little space for recollection so that we can achieve that peace.
Well, Father Llopis, thank you very much for speaking with us, and we hope you have many more tranquil masses to celebrate at Our Lady of the Defenseless.
Muchas gracias a ustedes y de nada.
Father Llopis spoke to us from Moraira, Spain.